many people in this country go to trainers to become more fit or to seek help with a physical problem. But trainers are a sundry bunch. Some have degrees and some are poorly trained. And their work is often compromised by the fact that they don't have a relationship with their client's doctor. Anthony Carey is a San Diego exercise specialist who would like to see more collaboration between doctors and trainers. He points out that often the best thing a doctor can prescribe is not a drug, but an exercise program. Anthony Carey will be joining us in just a few minutes to talk about what he would like to see happen. And joining me right now in studio is Branford Stiles. Dr. Stiles is medical director of California Sports and Industrial Medical Center. And Branford, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
And listeners, you can join us as always at 888-895-5727. 888-895-KPBS. Well, Branford, why don't you tell me a little bit about your relationship with Mr. Carey, who's going to be joining us soon. How long have you been collaborating with him to try to improve the health of your patients?
Well, let's see. I've known Anthony probably a good 8-9 years, and I've been working with him to try to improve patients' health. My practice is in family practice and sports medicine, and particularly with the sports medicine, working with trainers goes hand in hand.
When we think of about a person who is an MD, I guess we assume certain things, which I assume to be correct, which is that they have been to medical school, they have a certain degree of training and all this. What about trainers? I mean, how well are trainers trained?
That could be highly variable. There's different programs, there's different certifications. I'm not an expert in the trainers. But I do know that just like in any profession, there's good trainers and there's bad trainers, just like there's good doctors and there's bad doctors.
Okay, but if you're a medical doctor and you're considering referring somebody to a trainer, I guess you want to know a little bit about that trainer and what he or she actually knows about the way the body works.
Correct. And the trainers that I work with, I've either known for a number of years, or if there's a new trainer in town, I'll get to work with them a little bit, go down and see what they do, what their philosophies are.
Talk about the kind of people you would refer to a trainer. I mean, you've been doing this for a little while. Are you talking about somebody who has a physical problem? Are you talking about an athlete who wants to improve his or her performance? Why don't you talk about that?
It could really be anybody. If somebody comes in with an actual injury, we might work more closely with a physical therapist rather than a personal trainer. However, if somebody is more looking to just improve their general health, they don't have a specific problem, personal trainers can be very beneficial for that.
Okay. And again, be a little more specific. Maybe you can give us a scenario, sort of without naming names or anything like that, but what's a situation where you have had a person that you've referred to a trainer, and for what reason?
Well, if a patient comes in, say, for their annual physical exam, they may be a new patient to my practice, and whatever got them to get their annual physical, and they may want to just improve their general health. After we do the complete physical exam, make sure that they're safe to undergo a training program. You know, I'll have a long discussion with them regarding the importance of exercise, the importance of diet, and the importance of working with somebody who might get them started on a good lifetime exercise program.
Apparently, not a lot of physicians have relationships with trainers. What makes you different?
Well, I think, again, in the sports medicine community, most sports medicine physicians do have that that relationship with at least some trainers. Working with sports teams, every major sports team will have an athletic trainer that works with the team. Personal trainers sort of go hand in hand with athletic trainers. A lot of them do both. And so it can be very beneficial.
Okay, but do you find that a doctor who is likely to refer a patient to a trainer is somebody who has an interest in sports, has an appreciation for what they do?
I think that's probably a good statement. Somebody who's had that kind of experience themselves.
Okay, and Branford Stiles is medical director of California Sports and Industrial Medical Center, and joining me now in studio is Anthony Carey, who is an ACE certified clinical exercise specialist. He's also CFO of Function First. And Anthony, thank you for coming in.
Good to be back, Tom. Thank you.
And Anthony, when you think about collaboration between doctors and trainers, what do you imagine, and what kind of collaboration would that involve?
Well, I think it should be part of the continuum of care, where at some point where the patient is finished with traditional medical care, a lot of the health concerns still need to be followed up with. And we are the exercise specialists. So the next line through the continuum would be to work with a qualified fitness professional.
I use this expression trainer, and I think when people hear that, they may think of a person who coaches professional athletes. They may think of a person who helps movie stars to get buff and beautiful. What is a trainer?
Well, there's a whole level of trainers, and you know, there is a stigma of some of it being the buff body, and so if I look buff, I can make you buff. But over the years, we've certainly seen an evolution within the industry where many of the trainers now have graduate degrees. They do comprehensive internships with medical professionals, and we deal with all kinds of special population, disease states, et cetera. And then there's still the folks that are unfortunately getting a over-the-internet 15-minute certification and calling themselves trainers.
Okay. Well, I was talking with Dr. Stas about this a little bit earlier, and he mentioned physical therapists. Now, what's the difference between – what would you say is the difference between a trainer and a physical therapist?
Well, a physical therapist is governed by a licensed board in each state, where right now the fitness industry is not regulated in that respect. Physical therapists usually deal with people more in an acute phase of their healing process, where the personal trainers and the fitness professionals can work more globally on a person's needs and overall health probably more effectively than a physical therapist can.
Why don't you give me an example of working with a client where this client has been referred by a physician and you have helped this client to do whatever it is you do. Give us a typical scenario.
Well, we might have somebody that comes to see us that, for instance, has exhausted their traditional medical benefits, but they're really not at the point of where they want to be. And they may be frustrated with the process that they've gone through. So the physician may refer them to us because we do comprehensive corrective exercise and work with a lot of people with chronic musculoskeletal pain. Once we get that client-patient referred to us, what we do is we do comprehensive biomechanical evaluations on them. We send that information to the physician and let them know, here's what we see, and then we give them a plan that we're going to, how we're going to work with them. And then we design exercise programs specific for the needs of this client, and then we maintain an ongoing communication with the physician so that that becomes part of the patient's file when they're with the doctor. Of course, they're a client when they're with us.
Right, but you're talking about, are you talking about somebody who has some kind of internal problem? Are you talking about somebody who has a bad back, maybe somebody who has developed an injury due to some kind of repetitive motion, whether it's from sports or from work?
With our particular situation, it's musculoskeletal challenges that we work with, but that's one of the things that the industry is evolving towards, are professionals, fitness professionals working with more specialized populations. So if you are working with a physician, you're more than likely going to work with a group of people or a population of people with special needs versus casting a wide net and trying to be something to everybody.
And Anthony Carey is a clinical exercise specialist. He's CFO of Function First. My other guest is Bradford Stiles, MD. He's a medical director of California Sports and Industrial Medical Center. You can join our conversation at 888-895-KPBS. Why do you think, Anthony, why do you think collaboration between doctors and trainers is something which needs to happen? Is this due to, this is not something we've talked about in the past. Are there certain societal trends that you see that is making this more and more important?
Absolutely. Well, obviously the baby boomers are a force to be reckoned with. But on top of that, with managed care and people's decrease in medical benefits and the elevation within the fitness industry of qualifications, it's a way to address the national health concerns that we have with obesity, with back pain and musculoskeletal challenges that are keeping people from doing the things they want to do.
You've mentioned a couple of times the decrease in medical benefits. What are you referring to? Are you referring to the fact that a lot of people don't have health insurance?
That would be part of it, but even the existing health insurance, and Dr. Stiles could probably comment on this even better, is that people are limited in the available visits that they get for follow-up care with a physical therapist, for example, where if their body really requires or the research or the protocol say, we need 24 visits, maybe they get 12, and then they're discharged because that's all the insurance will pay for. And at that point, that person still needs ongoing care, and somebody's got to step in.
Would you like to comment on that, Bradford?
Well, I'd agree. the way the healthcare system is evolving is sort of less care provided by the insurance companies, and for the doctors as well. It's making us see more patients, less time to talk to the patients, and that's why I think it's also important to have sort of other healthcare providers such as trainers and personal trainers to work with.
Okay, but how does sending a person to a trainer address this issue of not having enough medical benefits? Are you suggesting that it's less expensive, for instance, to send a person to a trainer than to prescribe drugs? Is that what we're talking about? Or is it less expensive to go to a trainer than to continue to go and see an MD?
Well, I think it's definitely less expensive than seeing an MD. Just treating somebody with drugs, we're just treating a symptom. If we want to treat the underlying problem, that's where the trainers come in.
How often do you find yourself, Dr. Stiles, how often do you find yourself having a person come in with a physical problem and prescribe an exercise program as opposed to pharmaceuticals?
Quite often. I think that depending on the problem, exercise is very important for just general health. And if even somebody's coming to me, like we said, just for a general physical, I try to take at least a little bit of time to talk about diet and exercise because I think it's so important.
Okay. Well, I'm not a doctor, but I've been to doctors. I've visited doctors. And very often what does happen, typically in my experience, is you go in and you say you've got this problem and they prescribe something. They write out a prescription and it's usually some kind of drug. Now, in the meantime, they might say something like, you know, you should work out or you should lose a little bit of weight, but it's never anything specific. I'm wondering if that is changing.
I think it's changing slowly. I think that we're recognizing, well, it has been recognized how important exercise is. But again, we're not offered the time as doctors to really sit down with patients and go over a detailed exercise program. And that's where an extension with a personal trainer can help.
Can you follow up on that, Anthony?
Yeah. Well, with all due respect to the doctors, most of them don't know very much about exercise in the first place.
And some of them might not be in very good shape either.
Exactly. And one of the things that you'll see also, if somebody needs, for instance, an MRI, the doctor will actually take the time to write a prescription and would never send them out the door with a pat on the back and say, hey, get an MRI. They give them very specific directions, where to go, when to follow up so that we can go over the results. That rarely happens with exercise.
You have you've invested, Anthony, quite a bit of energy in trying to make connections with doctors in San Diego. Can you talk about that a little bit? You send a form out to them, I think.
Well, any client that self-refers themselves to us, because we are working with more of a special population, we automatically generate a letter outlining that what we're going to be doing with that particular client to the doctor. It's an unsolicited letter, meaning the doctor hasn't requested it, but we feel it's important for us to take the initiative to let the physicians know that their patient has gotten involved in an exercise program, and it's not a gym workout per se. So let them know that they're working with qualified individuals within a controlled environment. They're not being thrown into some big commercial club and to fend for themselves. And that's the first step. Unfortunately, we don't get a whole lot of follow-up from the physicians on that.
When you're working with a client, do you want to know what kind of medication that client is on? Do you want to know what kind of what his medical history is and what kind of advice he's gotten from a physician?
Absolutely. And that's part of the comprehensive health history we initially take. That's also part of the reason for the letter we're sending up, because we would love to get some feedback and input from the treating physician so that we know, hey, are there contraindications we should be worried about? Oftentimes, the client comes in and they might say, my doctor told me this. Things get lost in translation.
For a physician who might refer to a trainer, for a patient who wants to visit a trainer for it to create some kind of exercise regimen or deal with some kind of physical problem, how do you know you're going to a trainer who knows what he's talking about?
That is probably the biggest challenge, I think, for the physicians. They don't know that. To Dr. Stiles' credit, many years ago, he actually took the time prior to his office hours to come and visit our office, be evaluated by us, let us show him what we do, and he is comfortable with the process. Most physicians, they'd rather err on the conservative side and not refer just blatantly to a personal trainer. There has to be a relationship.
Okay. Any quick last word from you, Dr. Stiles?
I just agree with that 100%.
Okay. That you should find a trainer who knows what he's doing?
Well, and a trainer that has a relationship with their doctor.
Well, Anthony Carey is a certified clinical exercise specialist and CFO of Function First. Anthony, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And Bradford Stiles is medical director of the California Sports and Industrial Medical Center. Bradford, thank you.
Thank you very much.